Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey there, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you're listening in a theater, you might want to save this one for later, because today we're talking about the Scottish play. William Shakespeare's tragedy Macbeth is steeped in deceit, murder, and manipulation, and surrounded by real-life superstitions. Enough that plenty of theater professionals and enthusiasts won't even say the word Macbeth outside of the actual staging of a show. In the play, the Scottish general Macbeth returns home from the battlefield and encounters three witches who make a trio of prophecies. Many playgoers and performers believe the incantations in Macbeth were genuine curses taken from an actual coven. It's certainly one explanation for all of the injuries, accidents, and illnesses that have befallen so many of the people involved with its productions. For example, during the first performance of Macbeth in the early 1600s, the actor portraying Lady Macbeth fell ill and died on stage, forcing Shakespeare to take over the role. In later performances, theatergoers sometimes became so caught up in the action that they formed angry mobs and tried to exact justice on the antagonist, Lady Macbeth. Once, in 1849, more than 30 people died when rioting occurred partway through the play. Legendary actors like Laurence Olivier and Charlton Heston experienced close calls during performances. Olivier, who played Macbeth in 1937, was nearly crushed to death by a stage light. Heston, who took the role on in 1953, was severely burned on his lower extremities after his tights were somehow doused in kerosene. The eddy of misfortune swirling around Macbeth seems to mimic the tragedies that take place on stage. Lady Macbeth, in an effort to speed her husband's rise to the throne, encourages him to murder the reigning king. When Macbeth does, he enters into a state of paranoia. He murders his best friend, whose children are prophesied to take the throne in the future, as well as an entire family who he sees as competition. In the end, Lady Macbeth dies of guilt, and Macbeth is killed too. Meanwhile, audiences have been left to wonder whether the witches after whom the Macbeth roles were patterned might have stolen into the theater, watched the first dress rehearsal, and left a curse that has endured for centuries. Perhaps they didn't appreciate their spells being put on display for public consumption. Maybe they just weren't fans of the theater. Whatever the reason, legend has it that they banded together and cursed the play's future productions. There are other, perhaps more plausible explanations, though. For starters, most of the plays performed in dimly lit and foggy conditions, which have probably led to many of the onstage accidents that have plagued productions. And then there are the fight scenes. Macbeth has more skirmishes than most plays, which increases the odds that something will go wrong. Condense all this strife into the bard's shortest tragedy, and it's no wonder that people have gotten hurt. All live productions flirt with mishaps, both large and small. Costumes can malfunction, actors can get sick, crew members sustain injuries. But when multiplied by the thousands of times Macbeth has been performed throughout the last four centuries, these problems are bound to add up and perpetuate the belief that the play is cursed. But if anything weird happens to me after this episode, y'all take heed and just be careful with that name, yeah? Today's episode was written by Lori L. Dove and produced by Tristan McNeil. For more on this and lots of other dramatic topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.